A Surprise Christmas, Marion Willard. This story is called A Surprise Christmas, but perhaps just as good a name would be The Animal Santa Claus. As you read, see whether you think so too. Why Betty and Bob were unhappy. It was Christmas morning, the day when Bob and Betty should have been having the merriest time in the world. But they were not merry at all. They sat and looked at each other and hardly knew whether to laugh or to cry. "That letter is the best present we could have had anyway," said Betty as she looked again at the big special delivery stamp. "Mother is now out of danger, and we will be home in a few weeks." When Mother had become sick, just after Thanksgiving, the children had been sent to Uncle Ben's farm. They had played in the meadows, gone to school in the little schoolhouse, and watched for the postman to bring letters from home. Christmas at home meant days of shopping, fun with Uncle Tom when he came back from college, parties at the church and at the schoolhouse. Besides, Christmas at home meant planning a gift for some little child that was poor.
"I wish we could have some kind of Christmas this year," said Bob, "just to keep us from forgetting what day it is. There isn't even snow."
And he looked at the bare brown fields. At home, they've all been so worried about Mother that probably no one has had time to buy us any presents.
"Well, Bobby, Mother is better. And that is the best present in all the world for us."
And Betty smiled bravely at her brother.